control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue telling you about the further decimation of small businesses by this lead paint, or lead testing, rather, regulation that has gone into effect. Actually, they're still in the process of writing the regulations. The law was passed. The intention was created. And now the bureaucrats are, well, they're allowing themselves to be lobbied as far as creating exemptions. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And again, this is destroying small businesses that manufacture products that are intended for young people under the age of 12. While it's not even going to be a scratch to manufacturers like Mattel or Hasbro or some of the mainstream manufacturers, the big boys. So Sean's got some of those details. We're going to get to it in a moment. But Howard is on the line in Pennsylvania on the AMP lines. Hello, Howard. Howard, are you there? Howard going once. Howard going twice.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, there Howard. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I just want to get in a few quick points. Like, you know, is that guy Sean David? Are you guys both from New Hampshire? Because, like, you guys kind of sound the same. Like, is that, like, a New Hampshire accent?
You think, like, Sean sounds like David?
Well, kind of, a little bit. Is that, are they both from New Hampshire originally, or what?
I'm originally from southern New Jersey, but I grew up in North Carolina.
Damn, because I'm from Philly. No, it's just, I hear David all the time. He has an unusual voice. I know my voice sucks, and I have one, too, but I appreciate David. He's an intelligent person. I hear him a lot, but I was just wondering. I just found a similarity. My real point, Ian, was I wanted to bring up that I think, like, I'm looking at you now, and you've got your head looks, like, shaved, and looks like you're ready to go into jail, brother. Is that right?
I don't think they shave your head in jail.
No, not necessarily.
No, but I've heard that it's probably, I don't know. I went in the Marine Corps, and when I went to boot camp, I didn't shave my head. But my point is that, Ian, I think you should pay the fine, man. I think you have too much on your plate right now. I think,
but I've always got a lot on my plate, and I don't like paying criminal organizations money that they don't deserve.
I know. So, I know, and I know you're a hard head, and I just don't think it's good for the show. I think you should just pay this one.
But if
right
I pay
now,
one, then they're gonna expect me to pay the next one.
I know.
Yeah.
That much is true. Now, Howard, I don't know whether I agree or not. I've really held my opinion back on this one because I know that if I give Ian an opinion that is positive towards paying the fine, he definitely will not do it. So
I know, and I don't want to. Actually, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mark, but I don't want to. You know, the show's just not the same without both of you there. You know, you're both just like,
Obvious statement. It's not the same unless we're both here. Well, clearly it's not the same, but it's
still. And I'm thinking about the co-hosts that I would right now. I mean, I have to plan for Ian going to jail, and I'm thinking about the co-hosts that we've have been on the air. Which ones am I going to bring on, and which ones am I not? And you know, though I don't find that we have co-hosts that with the same kind of teeth that Ian does. Ian and I will go at it over.
You know, the Sunday guys are great. I appreciate that Sunday because I listen every Sunday. And, like, some of them are better than the other ones. Like, but I appreciate their effort, and they're getting better as time goes by.
Yeah.
But you and Ian on, you know, the Monday through the 6 days a week, it's a dedication. I think it's better off, Ian, just, you have money, man. Pay the goddamn money. I'm sorry. Don't believe me. I won't curse anymore. Pay the money, and you have so much on your plate, they're going to lock you up down the road anyway, Ian.
I mean, oh, yeah, they are.
Stay on the
radio.
I've
got five more charges I'm facing in December.
You have the money, Ian. Yeah. Come on, stay on the radio.
I don't want to give it to them. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I told the man in the robe yesterday that I was willing to give that money to the local soup kitchen, and he refused that, which...
Well, because he doesn't want you to get away with what you want to do. He
but
wants
they
you
let
to
me
make,
do that.
To make you do what he wants you to do.
Sure, he does. But they let me do that years ago.
Sure.
So is that precedent? Like, that they let it happen once, that they should have let it happen again? Like, I would have no problem going down and cut a check to the local soup kitchen. So it's not about the money. It's not about me keeping the money. It's not some sort of greed factor. It's about me giving it to them.
Yeah, I refused to give it to them myself. He allowed me to take community service instead of jail time.
Did you fill out the financial affidavit for that?
I didn't fill out any paperwork, but I gave him the information verbally.
I see. So I haven't made up my mind completely, but I can't say I'm leaning towards paying it. I mean, if somebody else wants to put up their own money and do it, I don't know. I can't stop you from doing that, but I don't like that idea.
You know, I don't even know why you'd put that out there. I mean, if you want it
some people
paid
were
by,
talking about that.
If you want it paid by a private organization, then you might as well pay it yourself. You know, so I think you
well,
should.
No,
make
I don't the, want it paid.
You should make the decision that you're going to make. You should say, "I'm willing to see private money go into the hands of the government based on the actions that I've made, or I'm not." And if you tell people, "I'm not interested in you doing that," then they're less likely to do it.
Yeah,
but
I'm
it,
not sound, really
it sounded like you were lobbying for that right there. And I think you should make your stand. Say, "I'm either going to give the bureaucrats their money, and if people want to run some kind of a fund drive for that, and so that you don't it doesn't have to be your money, and it can be spread out amongst people, and that's fine and everything. But you should either make your decision: I want private money to go into the hands of bureaucrats because of the actions that I've made, or I don't. And you need to take the stand. You need to take it firmly, because if you're going to go to jail, you need to do it powerfully. You need to say, yes, I'm going to jail because these people wouldn't take money for the soup kitchen. That's the kind of government that we have.
I like that position, Mark. I like where you're
coming. If you're going to do it, that's the way you need to do it.
Right. All I'm saying is I don't think I could stop somebody from going in and paying that, you know? I don't think I could.
Well, I don't you should
like,
take,
don't care
you should take a stand
from.
As to please don't do that for me.
Yeah, I'd rather you not. I'd rather you not.
Say right. Please don't do that for me. If that's what you mean.
Please don't do that for me.
Okay.
Okay. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I appreciate all the, you know, the best wishes. And maybe it's not the best thing for me to go away for 28 days. It's probably not. But at the same time, I just don't like the idea of those people getting money for a crime that didn't have a victim. I walked around the jail a couple times. Sean was there with me.
I was.
You're. What was the fine for you? 300 something.
My fine was 250 plus the 24% they tack on to all fines.
Right. Right. So mine was 1,000 plus the 24%, so over $1,200 for me. So even though it was the same exact so-called crime, and we were in the same exact place doing the same exact thing, for some reason there was a triple the discrepancy.
Quadruple.
When it comes to me. So. Clearly, this particular judge, this robed man, is biased against me, and he doesn't deserve to be honored in any way by actually having that by having his demands met. And I don't know what kind of after the fact things are possible. I need to talk to some lawyerly types to find out. As far as you know, after a trial, after a verdict, can you file for a mistrial? Can you file to recuse the judge after the fact? Like, this guy clearly has a vendetta against me based
on... He said he had a vendetta. I mean, his vendetta was, I think... Ian said something. Okay, the judge said, that you need. I think you should go file that appeal right now. And Ian said something to the effect of, "Do you mean right now?" And he's like, "This is what I'm talking about. You're crazy or whatever." Like he blows up at Ian for asking specifically what he's saying. And you know, either Ian is slightly mentally ill, which is my choice, or he didn't understand the directions, or he was being a smart butt. But whatever it was. It's the judge's job to deal with smart butts. If he didn't want to deal with people that are, say, below society's highest standards, he shouldn't have been a judge.
Yeah, he's supposed to be impartial, right?
He's supposed to be impartial and patient.
Yeah.
I mean, and be serving the public. And he's not doing anything like that. It's clear and obvious the guy has a bias. I
so
mean,
aside from
anybody
the,
could see that.
Aside from the appeal, which I expect to get kicked back because I'm not going to send him any money, because I don't want to give these people money. Aside from that, I'm going to try to maybe file for some sort of retrial or recusing the judge or reconsider. Maybe if I can get the judge recused and then have another judge come in and look at the sentencing again, maybe it could be adjusted. I don't know. I'm willing to go through those channels, but to give them money, it's very distasteful to me. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find archives. If you've missed a moment, you can click and download right there on the front page, the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 2006. And it's all free at freetalklive.com. The archives brought to you by hostgator.freetalklive.com.
Well, we all know when it comes to a political campaign that money is what makes the world go round. You have to have money to be able to do the advertising, especially in a market like San Francisco when you're running against a paragon like Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi's weak in San Francisco right now. She's not even doing campaigning. And, you know, she's had a bad couple of years in office. And I think that she's looking pretty weak. And there's a guy running who's a very principled anti-war Republican. His name's John Dennis. He's about as principled as a pro-liberty of a politician as you can find. And he's doing some fundraising. I've donated to his campaign. I would recommend you do the same thing. Go to johndennis2010.com. You can't vote for him unless you live in San Francisco. But as an American citizen, you can donate to his campaign. And he's busting through his campaigning goals, which means that he has his goals, I mean, the money. And that means he has a chance. He's more than doubled what his September goal was. And, you know, go donate. More money, more chance of beating Nancy Pelosi. JohnDennis2010.com.
All right. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. Still to come, more on the lead paint testing madness, or the lead testing madness that is destroying small businesses. First, it's Ryan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm calling to talk about certainty.
Okay.
I think I've called before, and I have troubles with liberty lately, but less and more sometimes here and there. But I think I've realized, like, where it really comes from. And I think we as human beings are all looking for certainty, I think.
Stability, maybe? Like when they talk about governments, stable governments?
No, certainty. I use it advisedly. The religious find certainty. People who are members of cults find certainty. People who are moving in the quote unquote alternative health circles find certainty. It's very comforting, like the idea that as long as we do this thing or behave in this fashion or adhere to this ideal, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think I'm feeling a lot of that in the liberty movement. Maybe it's just Ian, but it feels like there's this religious fervor sort of thing that I'm getting. It's leaving a bad taste in my mouth.
Hmm. And what would that be?
That's what I'm saying. There's a feel, particularly about you, Ian, that the ideas of liberty are.
You mean that I believe so firmly that it's wrong to aggress against my neighbor that it takes on a kind of a religious tone?
Kind of.
That is a very prime belief that I have, and
I understand.
It is something that is I think worthy of evangelizing because, well, it's peaceful and it's an advocacy of peace and allowing one's neighbor to be free. So yeah, I'm pretty much based my entire political life and my entire professional life around that particular concept. And I'm going to have a real tough time with the idea of somehow reversing direction and embracing the idea of aggressing against peaceful people. So if that's what your issue is, then I can see, why you might have that issue. If you feel it's appropriate to aggress against peaceful people, then we've got a real, disagreement.
Well, I think there are situations where conditions, things, trump the individual's.
Sure, a lot of people have excuses for aggressing against peaceful people. I've been engaging in conversation over at the Free Keen Forum recently with a local young lady who is kind of like you in that she's got all kinds of reasons why it's okay in her book to aggress against peaceful people. In her book, it's all right because, well, society exists, and if you do something that society disagrees with and that there are some members, individuals called legislators that have written some words down on pieces of paper that men with uniforms will enforce. If you break one of their little written down rules, then it's okay to go ahead and take you and put you in a cage. And that's not aggression in her book, because you've provoked the result of the men in uniforms putting you in a cage by breaking the rules of society. And so therefore, it's not aggression, Ryan, according to her. Would that be similar to what you're coming at?
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's certainly aggression. I mean, it's certainly wrong to aggress against peaceful people, but there are situations where wrong and wronger conflict.
Okay, give me one.
A parent is allowing their child to bleed to death on their front porch.
a parent is allowing their child to bleed to death. Now, where would the aggression come in?
When I would take that child forcibly to the hospital to ensure that they would not bleed to death.
I don't think that's aggression, because the child is a free being and gets to choose where the child wants to go. Now, if the child is bleeding to death and says, "No, I don't want to go,"
put me down.
Then you have a real issue. Let's make him
8 months old.
What's that?
Let's make him 8 months old.
Well, at 8 months old, I think you can jump to a conclusion safely that. You know, beings like to live, and so therefore this being needs to, I'm going to help this being live because beings like to live. I think you're in a safe area at that point.
But I'm aggressing against the parents.
How so?
No, you're not. Not at all. Parent doesn't own the child.
Well, in the same way that you would be aggressing against... Well, okay.
I suppose you're aggressing if you go on their porch. You're aggressing as their property.
Let's say I knock them forcibly out of the way.
Well, then in that case, you'd be willing to pay restitution for any damage you do to them, right? I mean, you would be willing to take on any responsibility of anything that you broke in the process of rescuing that baby. And if you'd be willing to do that, then I don't see what the problem is.
It could also be in some form of arbitration considered that you were acting in the defense of the child who was supposedly in the care of the parent who had a responsibility to take the child to the hospital. So you're actually
okay. Let's make it a little less clear. Let's say that kid is dying of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, and we're talking about an 8-month-old.
Let's talk about an 8-month-old.
Okay, because with an 8-month-old, then you don't have a situation where the child is, saying, "I don't want to go." Right.
Exactly.
So you're talking about a parent saying that, I believe Jesus is going to save my kid, and you're not, and you're right.
Or I believe that the alt health, whatever they want to do, is going to save their kid.
You know, at that point, you're looking at science, and you're deciding, well, this one's more likely to save than that one, and you're in an area of. Science can't necessarily save all kids with lymphoma, right?
Of course, but it's currently, whatever.
It's what you consider to be the best solution at that point. So at that point, you're looking at, you're making a decision that the parent isn't necessarily making, and I think you're more likely to lose when, somebody takes that arbitration.
We'll come back if you want to maybe discuss that a little further. Hang on, Ryan, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, because this kind of gets into the area of, well, what about the parent that's abusing their kids, that kind of thing. Can you rescue the child? And I say yes, and it all depends on how it plays out later. It's Free Talk Live.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction.
satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies said have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Shrine is Osborne approved. Jason Osborne is a principal at SACL CAI, the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. If you need help with, well, anything that has to do with making telephone calls to a whole bunch of people, SACL CAI can do it for you. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side, SACL CAI.
All right, we continue here. Ryan is on the line in Virginia with some challenging questions about the voluntary society and people that are trying to live by a certain perspective of not aggressing against their neighbors, of allowing peaceful people to make choices for themselves, honoring their neighbors' choices. And then things get a little sticky with some issues, admittedly, when you've got other people involved who, in many cases, aren't really fully able to make decisions for themselves, like in this case, the 8-month-old with Hodgkin's lymphoma, which he's perishing from. Would it be aggression in that case to go in and somehow rescue that child from its parents and subject it to the kind of treatment that you think is appropriate? And Ryan, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, when we were discussing the first place, was the 8-month-old was bleeding to death out on the front porch, and that seemed a much more cut and dry kind of a case that you could go in there and rescue that person. In the case of parents that might be, say, faith healers, or they believe that Jesus is going to heal their baby, then you get into kind of a stickier area as far as what things might be like later on. Like if you went and you rescued that child, basically you're kidnapping the child from the care of its parents because you believe that they're wrong about how they're handling, or rather not handling, their child's lymphoma. And so later on, they might try to come after you in arbitration for kidnapping. And really, I guess the ultimate question would be, how would the arbitrators decide that? And guys, do you have any ideas as to how that would go?
It certainly wouldn't be decided until the child himself who was kidnapped would be old enough to bring a complaint, in my
really?
Opinion.
You don't think the parents would be able to do that? Look, we were taking care of this child. It's our biological child. And
they might be able to make such a claim, but
have a claim over it.
Over in that they're supposed to be guarding the child or protecting the child.
Regardless of the ultimate outcome, to me the point is that's a situation where you can use aggressive force against a peaceful person and at least have reasonably good moral standing for it. Well, arguable moral standing, at the very least.
I think that you're...
I would say you're right about that statement.
Yeah, I mean, but the question is it's the view of the person that you, that you know, is making the decision. For instance, some people believe in natural remedies. Some natural remedies, I think you would agree, are more effective than others, right?
Oh, yes, certainly, certainly.
So, you know, the question is how effective is the natural healing that they're doing? And, you know, how educated are you on the subject? So, I mean, if a guy runs up with a stethoscope and a white, you know, a smock, I think that he's going to have more standing than, you know, your average guy on the street says, I think that allopathic medicine's better than naturopathic medicine because they just don't know. So I think that what you're talking about there is a really, it is honestly a very touchy situation, and
absolutely,
you're putting a lot on the line.
So yeah, absolutely. Let me bring this back around to what I was talking about certainty. When you think about when you let yourself get into the place of certainty, where you know you're right, where you know that everything that your worldview is tied up tight in a bow, you open yourself up to a lot of situations like that, and that's just a particularly egregious one, where you find yourself with a blind spot to what the real proper solution should be because it doesn't fit with your ideology.
But do you see how you're in a blind spot on this particular issue and you're not, and it's still not fitting in your philosophy? This isn't an easy question to answer, and we're admitting that.
No, absolutely. I'm trying to use it as an example of how, in general, people can find themselves.
Where's the certainty, Ryan? Because I mean, we've addressed issues like this before, and we've had trouble with them before about, you know, kids being put in danger and what the appropriate way to handle that in a system absent having this violent monopoly. And it's certainly
okay. Let me take it one step back. I'm trying to analogize sort of a larger feeling that I'm getting, and I'm not succeeding. Let me take it one further step around. Let's imagine that you were able to wave a magic wand and create the voluntary society.
Hand me the wand, please.
I will hand you the wand.
Okay, good.
What if
the show's over?
What if the outcome was bad?
Right, and I've asked Ian this question many times.
Oh, I know you have, Mark. You and I are very much on the same page in this.
Right,
but,
and by the way, I'd like to correct something you said. He says you're questioning liberty, and you're not questioning liberty. Liberty is a really great answer to most of society's questions.
Precisely. And there are areas that I do question total liberty, but I'm questioning Ian's response to it is what mostly.
Right. And you know, mostly what you're talking about is the difference between, you know, for me, the idea between total liberty and what's not total liberty is the question is, are you going to let the nuts take their property and secede from a very small republic? And my answer is yes. Let them, if they choose not to pay property taxes, let them secede.
Oh, I would love to have them do it in their own area.
Yeah, and I think I don't think you can force this total liberty thing on people and it work out very well. You have to address issue by issue.
No, if people want to be controlled, then they're going to have people who are willing to control them. So, I mean, as far as it, again, what's interesting here, Ryan, is that in order to even make a point against voluntary interaction or, you know, honoring your neighbor's choice, you really have to go into the area of the absurd. I mean, we've brought up
it's not absurd to say.
Oh, no, it's not even absurd, though. I mean, there's a lot of things that are, like, that's That's a paraphrase of a case that happens all the time.
It is.
Babies bleeding to death on people's
front
porch.
No, it's not the baby bleeding. That obviously is absurd. We handled that one. But the
exactly. The I started with
one, it happens.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Then we get into the absurd of the idea that you would be able to wave a magic wand and have the voluntary society come
absurd
about.
Absurd is a nasty thing to say to somebody who has legitimate questions, okay?
Well, but when you've
asked questions about sounding like a pompous ass, this is the time, okay? He's asking a legitimate question.
No, it's not legitimate because you can't wave a magic wand and have the voluntary society pop up.
Okay,
it's going to be a transition
that
period, and people are going to have to be convinced that it's a good idea before it even becomes possible.
And but even as you convince that, like as you, let's say you take one step in that direction, and it turns out to be a bad idea, what happens then?
Well, I tell you, society's not going to put up with it. That's the answer to that.
I agree with you, Mark. I want Ian to say that maybe he might back off.
It's not going to happen. He said that.
Of course not.
I've tried to corner him a million times on that.
I don't believe in aggressing against my neighbor. Hold on, Mark. I would leave my neighbor alone if I found out their kid had Hodgkin's disease. And I would leave my neighbor alone if I found out that they were engaging in incest. And I would leave my neighbor alone if I found out that, you know, some other weird thing that some family might do, like the FLDS cult selling off their, I guess they don't sell them, giving their 12-year-old daughter to some 50-year-old guy to get married. Maybe I disagree with what they're doing, but it's none of my effing business what they do. And it would really take the most, some sort of obvious, like, actual abuse that I was aware of and that I couldn't, tolerate happening near me anymore before I would actually go and, actually step over some sort of boundary and attempt to rescue those kids. So
now here's an interesting addendum to that. How do you feel about the sort of general philosophical idea that people in as a unit, as a group, have some degree of ability to or reason to expect that their expectations will be met within their society?
So, like, the trash will be picked up?
Well, like anything that might be happening.
In my community,
you won't marry 12-year-olds to 50-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I don't really know if I understand your question. I mean, people have certain beliefs and standards, and together they will have similar beliefs. I think people should allow...
And is it reasonable to expect that inside that society they'd be respected?
We'll back with more here in a moment. We'll bring back Ryan. He's got some good questions. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything as we go back to Ryan for a few more thoughts here on some of his scenarios that are challenging to the idea of non-aggression, the idea of allowing people to make choices, even if you disagree with them, and allowing others to be free, so therefore you can be free. And that can mean people making some really disagreeable choices, and that's what we were coming on to here. Ryan, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
Where you were bringing up, I brought up that it would take something pretty extreme for me to even consider invading another person's life to, say, rescue their child from something that I considered abusive. I think that people should generally be left alone. So I gave the example of, you know, people marrying off their 12-year-old daughter like the FLDS people do out in Utah, where they have their sects out there. That's a common thing in their particular culture or their society or whatever you want to call it. But most people in America would look at that and find it absolutely abhorrent and very distasteful. So you were asking a question in regards to what people thought about things like that. And can you rephrase that for me?
Absolutely. Is it reasonable to suppose that a person who is a member of a society and who feels that they are a member of a society has some expectation that the societal norms will be respected?
Define society.
A group of people.
That's usually where it stops.
Well, usually societies are, you know, a specific society is usually.
In this case, I'm probably meaning a society, a group of people that is tied to a geographical area because that is the paradigm under which we toil today.
You know, and this is, but this really truly is, Ryan, the hobgoblin of the culture argument. And the fact is, where you live, there are people that have incredibly disparate, by that I mean a bunch of different,
disparate
ways of conducting themselves. I mean, you know, there are people in that society that would say that they have the right to, you know, people not having gay intercourse in their particular land. Mass. They're there. And they're remarkably common. As a matter of fact, the ones that would say, well, gay people can't call their contract to live together marriage. So these things tend to change over time. And so I would say the answer to that is no. You simply don't have that. That people don't have an expectation. The only expectation that in the liberty world that we've come up with is that you can't aggress on your neighbor. So,
but what you can do, there are plenty of options still that aren't that don't include aggression. If you feel so strongly about those weird FLDS people down the street that have started, you know, they built a compound somewhere in your town, and if you feel weird enough about that and you dislike it enough, you can let yourself be known. You can advertise against that particular viewpoint. You can, if you're a store owner, for instance, refuse to sell to those individuals. I mean, everybody knows who they are when they come in because they dress in a certain
weird
manner.
Weird bonnets.
I mean, they look like they're
Absolutely.
Stepping out of the 1800s, and so you're under no obligation to assist them in their lifestyle in any manner.
Although in a current society, one is required to assist them in their lifestyle and to a certain amount. They use shared resources. In current society, you would have trouble not selling to them if you ran the general store.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about current society.
Well, wait, you can't
Americans
refuse business?
Americans with disabilities and all that stuff.
You can't refuse business to people today? You can't do that?
No, you cannot do
not
that.
Not really, no.
No.
Try to imagine, Ian, that you're saying, no, I'm not going to let you live in my house because you're live in my rental because you're black.
Like, absolutely.
No, you're in big trouble turning down people because of their race, their ethnicity, their religious creeds, their lifestyle, all kinds of reasons. Yes, you cannot do that. No.
And to a degree, that's part of the reason that people have trouble moving in the direction of complete liberty, because complete liberty maybe is the very best way to do things when it's complete. And that on the way there, maybe, probably, I think we're going to see some really, really abhorrent things.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some backlash, but
sure, it's better than institutionalized aggression. I mean, clearly there's going to be bumps in the road, and as we pointed out, the marketplace doesn't solve all the problems. It's just the most humane method.
And I wouldn't expect it to.
It's just the most humane method for people to deal with one another. And so, yeah, maybe there's
going to
be some bumps in the road, but better than institutionalized aggression and the imprisonment of millions of innocent people.
Ryan, you don't believe that people that don't want to serve, say, a particular ethnic group, let's use blacks because it's easy, a particular ethnic group really have to serve them, do you? I mean, if you don't want black people coming in the restaurant.
No. I expect that they should be forced to pay lip service to it in our current society.
Right, so you just make them lie a little bit.
Yeah, of course. And that's not, you can't do anything about it. Let's do a hard one.
Last one.
The most egregious market failure that we can see right at the current. Let's talk about childhood vaccines.
Okay.
This is a situation where the benefit is mostly societal and the risks are mostly individual. But add it all up, and the correct choice is near complete vaccination. And there's the market forces that act upon somebody say, don't do it. But the correct situation is to do it. And in society, is there no – I'm sorry?
It's your opinion that it's correct to do
that
it. Other people have
the way he's describing it is true. It is societally beneficial, and it is individually not as beneficial. And I think those things are true.
And in those situations, I think society has a certain right as
society
group of
doesn't
people.
Have a right. It doesn't exist.
Right.
What
you're saying
is that it's a philosophical difference.
No, it's not. Because what you're claiming here is that somehow I have an obligation to protect you. And
I believe that we have an obligation to protect us.
Now,
if you want to create a society in which only people who are vaccinated are allowed, you're certainly welcome to do that. Go and buy up some land and create that society in which you have certain rules that people must adhere to in order to engage in living in that particular society, much in the same way the owner of Domino's has bought up a bunch of land down in Florida, called it Ave Maria, and is selling houses and businesses on it to people that are of the Catholic belief system in general. So it's one of the things about the marketplace, the free market, that people who believes in certain ways would be more incentivized to move together so they could easier get along with folks and have less conflict of which you speak. But society doesn't have rights. I mean, if you believe in the ideas of rights, and I think they're I think rights are a good idea.
Well, I believe that
individuals have rights, and individuals in a group together don't have greater rights than the individual by himself. And that's the suggestion of society, is that somehow by more than one person getting together, that they have a right to do things to the other person who's on the outside. And that's where we get might makes
right. I believe
rights.
There's a responsibility to create correct incentives. And probably our brute force system right now can't create the right incentives without without aggressing to
a If you want to create a good incentive, you'd be free to do that. Go and create your own private society in which you have the rule that everybody's vaccinated. And then everybody that wants that sort of thing can go there. Thanks
for
the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Anybody else want to add to that discussion?
Well, on the subject of vaccines, I'm not sure what the science says, and I'm not really prepared to believe either side completely until I see some studies done without any government interference, which isn't going to happen until there isn't a government interference.
Yeah, it's hard to call vaccines a market failure because there's a significant level of governmental influence in that particular business.
Indeed there are. My son is not vaccinated, but, you know, one of the things that I enjoy...
You're violating the rights of society, Mark.
Well, apparently. One of the things that I enjoy through this situation is that other people's... I do think that vaccines work to stop the disease that they're trying to stop. However, I think that there are things that they just haven't studied about them that are dangerous. My personal experience is that I've had two vaccines for the flu, and both times I was the sickest I've ever been in my life. And to poo-poo that is, you know, to say that I should endanger myself or my son for society. And, you know, it's...
Or Ryan's belief of what society should be.
It's basically the sergeant telling the private, hey, run out there and place this land mine, knowing that he's going to get shot to pieces. Mm. No thanks.
Yeah, it's the old I know what's best thing here. And that's where a lot of the people that are touting the social contract or society having rights are coming from. Ryan is certain that vaccines, speaking of certainty, right? That was the reason why he called in. He's certain, based on his research of looking at science and the studies of, you know, information about vaccines and their safety, he believes that they're best for people. And that's great. I'm glad that he has that opinion. I just disagree with forcing it on people. So if that's what you agree with, find other people that agree with you and get together with them. That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. We're getting together with other like-minded people who understand what liberty means. And that's going to lead to good things. 1-800-259-9231, because all the evidence points to good things coming from freedom.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.